2 Chronicles chapter 23. And in the seventh year, 3239 AH, 803 BC, Jehoiada strengthened himself, and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, and Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, and Azariah the son of Obed, and Maaseiah the son of Adiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zikri, into covenant with him. And they went about in Judah, and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah, and the chief of the fathers of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. And all the congregation made a covenant with the king in the house temple of God. And he said to them, "Indeed, the king's son shall reign, as the Lord Jehovah has said of the sons of David. This is what you shall do. A third part of you entering on the Sabbath, Saturday, of the priests and of the Levites, shall be doorkeepers of the doors. And a third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation, and all the people shall be in the courts of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. But let no one come into the house of the Lord Jehovah except the priests, and those who minister of the Levites. They shall go in, because they are holy. But all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord Jehovah. And the Levites shall encircle the king all around, every man with his weapons in his hand, and whoever else comes into the house temple, he shall be put to death. But be with the king when he comes in, and when he goes out." So the Levites and all Judah did according to all things that Jehoiada the priest had commanded, and every man took his men who were to come in on the Sabbath, Saturday, with them those who were to go out on the Sabbath, Saturday. Because Jehoiada the priest did not dismiss the courses. Furthermore, Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds spears, and armor, and shields, that had been King David's, which were in the house temple of God. And he set all the people, every man having his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the temple to the left side of the temple, along by the altar and the temple, by the king all around. Then they brought out the king's son, and put upon him the crown, and gave him the testimony, and made him king. And Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and said, "God save the king." Now when Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the house temple of the Lord Jehovah. And she looked, and saw the king stood at his pillar at the entrance, and the princes and the trumpets by the king, and all the trumpets, also the singers with instruments of music, and those who taught to sing praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes, and said, "Treason, treason." Then Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds that were set over the host army, and said to them, "Take her forth from out of the ranks of her guards. And whoever follows her, let him be killed with the sword." Because the priest said, "Do not kill her in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah." So they laid hands on her. And when she had come to the entrance of the horse gate by the king's house, they killed her there. And Jehoiada made a covenant between him, and between all the people, and between the king, that they should be the Lord's Jehovah's people. Then all the people went to the house of Baal, and broke it down, and broke his altars and his images in pieces, and killed Mattan the priest of Baal before the altars. Also Jehoiada appointed the offices of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah by the hand of the priests the Levites, whom David had distributed in the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord Jehovah, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as it was ordained by David. And he set the porters gatekeepers at the gates of the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, that no one who was unclean in anything should enter in. And he took the captains of hundreds, and the nobles, and the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought down the king from the house temple of the Lord Jehovah, and they came through the high gate into the king's house palace, and set the king upon the throne of the kingdom. And all the people of the land rejoiced. And the city was quiet, after they had killed Athaliah with the sword.